Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a great day out there. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Good things in store for you this hour. Not only going to get into some entertainment in a little bit, talk about some new things coming up, and of course, what is new on your local theater stage. We also got what counts as junk food. Got that one coming up for you in just a little bit. We'll get into that. We've also got a couple of other fun stories for you we'll get into, and plenty more before we wrap up the hour. Now, let's kick things off with a little bit of entertainment news, Melissa. And one of the bigger artists in the world right now is Chappell Roan. Very, very popular, very a popular artist, and been in the news a lot, too, with a lot of things that she's been talking about and sharing with her fans and about her fans, some of those things. And so she has she's a bit of an overnight sensation. A little bit. She's had a quick rise to stardom. And I've noticed this. Oftentimes when this happens to an artist, they don't have much of a filter. They don't.
Because they haven't experienced that yet. Yeah.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
didn't grow it along the way.
I've heard a lot of. I talk with a lot of people in that have done radio a lot longer than I have. Talk radio, and one of the things they talk about is, you know, you do this job for a while and you start to annoy the real people, the people in your life you talk to a lot, because you feel like you've got to fill time, you got to fill dead air, even in person and things like this, and you know you start to realize. Okay, I got to pull back a little bit in person. Like this isn't the microphone's not on right now. You know, things
I'm
like
not
that.
Working, not yeah. working. Even though I work all the time, I'm not working right now.
So there's a number of different things that kind of fall into this one. And as far as her, she is not holding back as far as kind of like her life and really sharing a lot. Before performing "My Kink Is Karma" on Sunday in Austin City Limits Festival, she said, "Quote: I usually dedicate this song to my ex, but I dedicate this song to my theater teacher." And she used some choice words about this one. She kind of called out her old former theater teacher and everything. And she's been, it's making the rounds and stuff. And people, of course, have been taking the ball, and nobody can just take this. They've got to find out who the theater teacher is and all that. And I relate on a semi level to this. I had a theater teacher that treated me pretty poorly, that told me that I would never make it as an actor, that I would never be cast as a romantic lead or any kind of things. And I've been able to prove her wrong, 50 times over. But I'll never forget when she told me these things and how it stayed with me, and all it did was motivate me. I never remember. I remember feeling a little discouraged, sure, but I imagine knowing me, especially right away after that, was the rebellious action of, "Oh, you say I can't do something? Well, here, hold this, and watch me work." That's been my life. That's been who I've always been, and I'm not alone. There's you have some of that in you, Melissa. A lot of people have a lot of that in them, and that's in fact where a lot of people end up making it. I've mentioned this many times. The difference of a Chappell Roan and somebody who is singing out there right now, skill wise, there's not a gigantic difference. It's how bad do you? There's certainly other factors, opportunity. You know, a lot of these things. But at the end of the day, I believe that it comes down to: are you relentless? Do you want, how bad do you want this? I think with that, you're going to have this happen, from time to time. You're going to have people that run into this. But I come back to the greatest revenge we all know is just moving on. And I don't know, like in a biography or something like that, I get it. But something like this, that person's got, in sports, we talk about this a lot when there's a lot of trash talk. Oh, I'm in that person's head. Why are you letting this person take up room in your head? Why,
Well, I mean, and sometimes it's hard not to, especially at a young age. She's 26. So obviously that person had a big effect on her at that point in her life. And being only 26, she doesn't have the perspective that you're talking about, James, of being able to say, well, why am I giving this person space in my brain? I don't need to. But it's hard to see that at that age. I had a teacher in grade school tell me I had fat toes. I didn't wear sandals until I was an adult. Mm. Because it affected me that much. So, you know, it really does matter. The words you say and the things you say, it's important to think about them when you're talking, especially to children. And, you know, the experience that you had from a theater teacher, and while that may have inspired you, for someone without that kind of drive, it could have shut them down. You know, there's a lot of factors here. This young lady, I know zero about her, aside of having heard her name a few times or seen it. Chappelle Roan, I don't know her music, mm-hmm. so I have a lot of homework to do on that. But it is interesting to see, you know, that quick rise to fame and how it affects people.
Yeah, yeah. It's always, everybody handles it differently. And I don't want to make myself sound too brave here or anything. It hurt. I don't smile that much because of some things that were said to me when I was young about my smile. You notice in pictures, you don't see me show my teeth very often. I've certainly had plenty of things like that that set me back a step and everything.
Yeah, I think we all have.
But I don't, I don't know that it does you any good hanging on to those things or bringing them back up, especially when you've made it to the place she has. I'm not at all telling her what to do or how she should handle this or anything like that. To each their own. But I use this to me. I think it's more of a lesson to others. Mm-hmm. Her, she's going to do what she's going to do. Right. But to the rest of us and to other artists and people out there, I would encourage you to, you know, save it for the biography. I mean, you know, save it for the bio. You're going to have time to be able to, and that person remembers you. That person, I know for a fact that my former teacher saw me out there working on not only on the WRCT stage, but in No Names, or found out that I was a Screen Actors Guild member. Like, I didn't have to call her up. I didn't have to make sure, you know, send her an email and let her know. I brought this up before. Michael Jordan is one of the greatest, most accomplished athletes we'll ever see. At his Hall of Fame speech, Michael Jordan invited the kid that beat him out from his JV team in high school. Like, just as a motivation thing for him, like, it was really, like, tacky to me. It was really, like, kind of a sad, lame kind of thing to do. Like, Michael Jordan's accomplished everything you can accomplish in basketball, and he's still, like, got this chip on his shoulder. Like, it takes away from your work, I think. I think it takes away from your legacy. I don't look at him the same, and I know a lot of people that don't. There's a lot of artists like that I think they... Mm-hmm.
Matter.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not just, like, we talk about this all the time too, Melissa. That teacher, that person who said something bad to her or to you or to me, what good does it do to flip it back and say something bad to them? Like, right. you're just...
Well, and they're only human. I mean, my teacher did not mean anything negative necessarily about my toes. There's nothing wrong with them. You know, they were just different than what her experience. Mm-hmm. People in her family have long, skinny toes. I have shorter, fatter toes. Mm. Nothing wrong with that. I like my feet quite a bit now, actually.
Good. Good to hear.
But it does cause, you know, I mean, and we sometimes say things without thinking and don't realize the impact that can have at a broader scale. This young woman has... the world as an audience to what she's doing and the choices that she's making. And that's going to have a much bigger impact than what your teacher or my teacher said to us.
I certainly don't think this is the last we're going to hear from her. And I don't mean musically. I mean, you know, she's a talker. She's going to have more to say, it sounds like. And good on her, you know. I mean, more people need to use their voice, I think. Just be aware of who is listening and be aware of your...
The impact of what your words are.
Yeah, yeah, it goes along.
And that could be said to all of the politicians and all of the groups out there that are saying a lot of things that are straight up lying about things and hurting people. Sorry to turn it to even a more serious topic, but I think that that's important. It needs to be said.
Yeah, well, it's part of the reason last Friday when Representative Krug was in with us and everything, I opened our conversation and wanted to talk about TAC ads. And he was very blunt about it, very honest about it. For one, mentioning that his wife would leave him if he did attack ads. So I didn't see that one coming.
Good on you, Mrs. Krug.
Yeah, yeah. Good on her. All right. He is an outlier. He is one of the rare ones. To every single politician, including ones that I have thought of voting for, these don't work. They have an opposite effect. You don't have to look very. You can even look outside of politics. Back in the day, Ragu and Presto had this attack ad situation they were doing late 80s, early 90s, something like that. And they did this in part, you know, to kind of profit
try
their
to boost their sales,
boost yeah. their sales and everything. It
for
brought
their pasta sauces.
It brought them both down.
Yeah.
Both companies lost millions. Pepsi and Coke back in the day went into this whole soda wars. It brought both companies down. Neither company profited from it. Why do you think they're not doing it anymore? Don't you think they'd still be doing this if it was working? It doesn't work. Politicians and politics.
Can we get them on that bandwagon?
Politics and politicians in general are parody artists. They see something working in pop culture and they do it. Politics wasn't always yelling at each other. All of a sudden, they see this rise in not only talk radio but specifically sports talk radio. Oh, okay, Melissa, you take this side of the argument, I'll take this side of the argument, and go. And then we just bicker for 20 minutes, and people eat it up. And advertisers,
ping pong is better than football.
Go, all right. Well, how dare you, Melissa? And then all of a sudden, politicians saw this, and politics saw this, and maybe just as importantly, media outlets saw this, and was like, oh, well, that's easy. That's easy fodder. We can make some money off of that.
Manufacture outrage.
The New York Jets just minutes ago fired their head football coach. Right now in New York, they are just sitting back and announcing this and just letting people call in and talk. And they're pulling like a huge share from it. The ratings are going through the roof right now in New York. Just throwing this topic out there and letting them talk. Like, that's sports talk radio. It's easy. It's not that hard. They've turned this into politics. They've turned this into everyday life where we do this and everything. And it doesn't solve anything. Attack ads don't solve anything. For one, even if it's from somebody you believe in, you don't tend to believe what they're saying because it's an attack ad. And our instincts are immediately, well, I don't know about that. And they don't help you. All they're doing is bring. So one of the things that they noticed with the Pepsi and Coke thing, Pepsi would say something about Coke, and what would happen was people would start to think of it with Coca-Cola, but then they'd be reminded of things they didn't like about Pepsi. and so nobody bought soda. Nobody was buying it. And that's what's happening with politics.
Yeah. Well, and then that's the flavor that some of them want. Because if they can disenfranchise voters, well...
Then
they're not using their voice. Yeah. And people need to use our voices for good.
I don't...
Not politicize the disasters that are happening. Not spread lies. We need to help people. We need to talk about the real issues.
Demand better from our politicians. And that starts to me with representing your constituents and not doing attack ads. And to every politician out there that does attack ads, I have opened the door. I have welcomed them onto our station. I have welcomed them over. Your Van Ortens, your Ron Johnsons, they refuse. They will not answer my emails. For years, they haven't. Because we are not in their district. Is what I've been told. Well, we have plenty of people that are on the airwaves with us that haven't been. Katrina Shanklin has been on with us. Ron Kind has been on with us. We've had plenty of people on the airwaves because I don't have a deep conversation to have. This isn't going to take very long. What is the purpose of these? And what are you accomplishing with them? Attack ads are one of the things that are driving people away from politics, are keeping people away from it. More people are voting on American Idol than they are in the presidential election for a reason. And people are getting disenchanted with some of these things, and they're being bombarded with it. And to something you touched on before, Melissa, not only be aware of the politicians that are doing these attack ads, but why are they trying to push you away from voting? Why don't they want you to vote? Because that's what they're doing with those attack ads. They're not telling you not to vote for the people they're going up against. They're essentially telling you not to vote. Yeah. That should be a huge red flag right there, a huge alarm right there. Yeah. Keep an eye on that stuff, people.
Right, and if they're just saying, well, everything's wrong and everything's bad and there's nothing we can do, why are they saying that? What's the point
of
making people feel hopeless?
Everything in life has its positives and its negatives. That is life. And if they are just shedding a light and all they're talking about is the negatives, that tells you a lot about that person.
Right. And we have the power to make change. We have our vote, our voice.
Yeah, we can do it.
Myvote.wi.gov. Check your registration. Make sure you have a plan to vote on November 5th.
We are less than a month away from the election. God, I'm so thankful.
No kidding.
I am so thankful. Can we just do it now? Can we just get this done with?
Well, I mean, early voting has started, and you have up until, I believe, 5 p.m. on October 31st to request an absentee ballot if you do not or are not able to vote in person.
Be informed. Get out there and vote, everybody. We're going to take a quick commercial break, come back, talk some local theater when we get back on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a great Tuesday out there, everybody. A little more entertainment news here for you. Just wanted to wrap up some other stories. Taylor Swift just added another line to her resume. She is now the richest female musician in the world.
Oh, wow.
Taylor is worth an estimated $1.6 billion. Which puts her right behind Rihanna, who is at $1.4
billion. Wow.
Taylor is also the second richest musician overall behind Jay-Z, who's got a pretty substantial lead at $2.5 billion. Rihanna still keeps the title of richest female musician of all time because she was once worth $1.77 billion. But Taylor Swift might eclipse that once the Eras Tour is finished. On an interesting note about this, you know, with artists and as far as their power and their control and what they can do, it's noteworthy.
It's a stupid amount of money. Nobody needs that much money. Sorry, they don't.
Well, yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah.
She could never spend that ever in her entire lifetime.
She owns an island. Like, who needs to own an island? Nobody needs that. Yeah, I could say that about Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and all these others, too. I mean, nobody does. Nobody needs that kind of money. And let's be real about this. I don't know that anybody is worth that much. Not Taylor Swift, not Jeff Bezos, not anybody. I don't know how a human being can be worth that much. people are priceless. But you know, outside of that, as far as
I don't know that I've ever heard you say something like that, James. Crack me up.
I mean, as far as your skill level and everything and your talent level, like, I don't know whether it's Taylor Swift, Rihanna, Jay-Z, or any artist that I could think of. I'm not sure that anybody's worth billions. I mean, that's a lot of money right there. Congratulations to her. And certainly it's an accomplishment, that's for sure.
Sure.
Looking what's new on your small screen tonight. Dancing with the Stars kicks off at 7 on Disney Plus and ABC. They have hair metal night tonight. The Voice has their blind auditions going on at 7 as well. There is a one-hour Oprah special, The Presleys, Elvis, Lisa Marie, and Riley on CBS at 7 o'clock. Oprah does a deep dive on the Elvis family. Apparently doesn't do a deep dive on herself, though, apparently. She is on a part of a story that I'm working on, Melissa, a recent trend of artists who are of the Taylor Swift level, like Oprah, who are buying their documentaries.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
You know, this comes back to journalism. This comes back to, getting the importance of the true message, of getting a message out there and everything. Mm-hmm. And letting art and creativity as well.
Yeah.
The stand-up special Ali Wong, Simple Lady, is on Netflix as well. That is new on your small screen tonight. Want to encourage everybody to get your tickets for Matilda. Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater has their great show, Ronald Dahl's Matilda the Musical, coming up October 25th.
Wow. It's a couple weeks away.
It's going to be running October 25th through November 2nd. Get your tickets at CWAC.org. CWAC.org. Encourage everybody to do that.
Mm-hmm. And of course, it should be a great musical.
And tonight is the final night of auditions over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater for White Christmas.
That's right.
Get on
singers and dancers. get over there.
This is a wonderful play that has been around for a long time, and
I know it's a lot of people's favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah, yeah. This is one of those shows too, where if you're looking for a big part, you're looking for a small part, you want to be behind the scenes. There is something for everybody with this show.
Yeah, they got a big cast for this one,
and we need all hands on deck to fill this cast out. Auditions again tonight. Final night of auditions. 6 o'clock over at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
You can fill out the application online and get that out of the way before you go.
You saw right where I wanted to go to that, Melissa, because I was talking to some listeners recently that have been interested about auditioning or even just being a part of things at the theater, whether on the board or anything like that. And one of their first questions was, well, I've never auditioned before. I don't know how to fill that out. And I'm just telling them, you know, it's a really simple thing and you can do it online. You can even do it beforehand if you'd rather.
Yeah, and then there's no pressure.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're in the moment.
And as I was mentioning before, and I mentioned to these listeners, there are plenty of opportunities to be a part of the theater, and you don't even have to be on stage.
Very true. Yeah, if you want to help build the set, if you want to help with concessions or ushering during the show, all of those things are available.
And it's one of the ways of putting back into your community. You know, it may not always seem like that, but community theaters around the country are one of those things that entertain our communities, give our communities things to do, and certainly are part of the economy of our communities.
Yes, absolutely. And plus, it's just a good time.
Yeah, it's so much fun. It's so much fun. I do like to warn people, if you join a community theater, you will be back. You will be back. There are no community theaters I've ever worked at where I didn't immediately feel like this is my second home. This is something I, whether it was Stagecoach in Illinois or here in Wisconsin Rapids and WRCT, any community theater I've ever worked at, you just can't help but keep coming back.
People are a fun bunch.
Mm-hmm. WRCtheater.org is the website, WRCtheater.org. Get on down there for the final night of auditions for Irving Berlin's White Christmas. Going to be going on tonight. Get on down there and check it out, everybody. We'll get to our news break, but I did want to tell everybody coming up, we are going to get into a couple of fun topics we have got lined up for you. Want to get into what is junk food? What counts as junk food?
Your health food is my junk food.
We will be diving into that when we get back on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody.
At the witch's booth and the sound of the wind in the trees.
Melissa and James back with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Happy Tuesday, everyone. We're going to get into a topic that might be a little divisive for some, but we want everybody to feel welcome and everybody to feel free to call in and join the conversation. 715-424-2600. What is junk food? Let's not be divided on this topic, people. Let us come together as a nation, as people, and decide once and for all what is junk food.
Twinkies. Twinkies. The list ends there, and we can move on.
We're done. We're done. And there we go. No. I was just going to say the junk food is whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, pretty much.
I know people that eat grapes and consider it junk food. So,
there's sugar in those, so.
Everyone knows.
On your definition.
Everybody knows you're supposed to limit junk food. That's certainly something that we all kind of realize. If you don't realize it soon enough, you do once you're a teenager. A new poll asked people if they consider various foods to be junk food or not. And there are about 40 foods overall. The one that most people said that was junk food was sweets. 91% of people consider sweets to be junk food. And only 8% say they're not. And here are the rest of the top 10. So number one was sweets. That's 91% of people believe that anything sweet, you know, anything like that,
yeah,
that's definitely
anything
a junk
high
food.
In sugar.
Yeah, I think that's a better way to put it, is anything high in sugar. Soda and pop came in second. 89% of people say that that's junk food. 7% say that it is not.
No, I'd say it is.
I think because it's a liquid, some people might not think of it that way. But it's a junk food.
That's been junk food for my whole life.
Same, yeah. Chips, 88% say that they are junk food, 10% say they are not.
I'm pretty sure they qualify as junk food.
I feel like if you look up junk
10%
food.
10% are in denial.
Yeah, like if you look up junk food in the dictionary, it just has a picture of Doritos. It just
a bag of chips and a soda.
Yeah. That's, It's kind of 101, junk food 101, I feel like.
And maybe even a candy bar.
Yeah. Energy drinks come in next at number 4. 87% say that is junk food. 8% say they are not.
I'm actually a little surprised by that one.
I mean, they're very high
in sugar, obviously, energy drinks. But I don't know. I don't use them myself. Mm. I don't drink energy drinks myself because it would tear up my stomach. I would not be okay if I drank one.
I've already got a rough stomach and rough kidneys. Energy drinks would just knock me out. Like any positive they had would then be far outweighed by the negative, which is the case for most people out there with energy drinks. Just as a side note, you don't believe me? Go ahead and look into it a little bit. But they are built basically to destroy the inner lining of your stomach. I mean, they're not, and that's the majority of energy drinks. I'm sure that all of them aren't bad, but the overwhelming.
Not all things are created equally.
Mm-hmm. Chocolate came in at number 5.
No. Milk chocolate, yes.
80% say that's junk food. 7% say it, and it's not.
That's because most of the chocolate in the United States is not is junk food. Dark chocolate has actual health benefits. Now, that doesn't mean you can just eat it all the time, whatever you want, Melissa. But it means that it's a little bit better for you than milk chocolate.
You easily could have said James as well there. Either one of us would have fit. I hear you.
I try to only reprimand myself directly when we're having these conversations.
Definitely, I'm included in that. You are not alone in that one. Cakes, 78% say that's junk food. 19% say they are not.
But cake. I really want cake. I don't know why. Oh, who was it that was saying that the birthday cake flavored anything is wrong, even actual birthday cake.
Yeah.
I don't know who did that. It might have been Pete Schwabba.
Yeah.
But I was ready to send him an angry meme.
I love
no,
cake.
Don't disparage cake. Cake's amazing.
Cake is awesome. Cake is great. Awesome.
Now, make a cake.
If Seth was here, I'd ask him if pie would be considered a junk food or not. You know, I'm not sure. We'll have to get his take on that one.
Whole fruit in it.
French fries come in at number 7. 78% saying that is junk food. 19% saying it is not. I wouldn't have thought of that, but yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
I mean, it's potato, which potato has a limited nutritional value, and then you're dunking it in hot oil to cook it. So, I mean, those things considered, probably, yeah.
Used to be one of my favorite snacks. I would throw a bunch of fries in and just eat fries like that.
Well, and if you bake them in the oven, they're better for you.
Yeah, that's how I did it, too.
And especially, you know, if you're making them, like if you, potato wedges. I love making potato. I actually haven't done that in a long time. I should now that I can. It's cold enough. I can turn my oven on.
Nice.
I should make some potato wedges.
There you go. Icing came in at number 8 with 76% calling that junk food. 18% said not.
Icing? Just by itself?
Yeah. Are people just eating icing? I've never heard of that.
Usually I put it on something, which could also be considered junk food, like cake or a pudgy pie or...
I think this one is interesting. Pizza. 76% said pizza is junk food. 20% said it is not.
That's a hard one.
That is a tough one. I mean, I guess, you know, everything comes down to ingredients.
Right. And how often you eat it.
Mm-hmm. Tortilla chips came in at number 10 with 75% saying that is junk food. 20% saying it is not.
So the other chip category that was earlier up, those are just... Whoa, it was potato chips specifically, wasn't it?
Said chips. Just said chips.
See?
Yeah, that's
it
weird.
Just said chips.
Now, they were just trying to round out to 10. They were just trying to get to 10. Of the items they asked about, the one that most people agreed was not junk food was strawberries. 98% said that they are not junk food. 1% said that they were.
That's fruit.
Yeah,
That's fruit.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, is fruit have sugar in it? Sure, of course it does. It's why we have sweet things. But it's not junk food.
Yeah, again, you know, the ingredient,
unless
how
like
much?
Strawberry shaped gummies.
Yeah. Like just because something is artificially flavored strawberry doesn't make it good
just
for you.
Just because it says Schmuckers has real fruit doesn't mean that it's not. You know,
I got a strawberry.
Strawberries,
I had my fruit intake. I have a strawberry Laffy Taffy. I'm good. Like that doesn't count.
No.
Carrots came in next on as far as not junk food list. 98% said that is not junk food.
No, those are also really high in sugar, And and they do have, I mean, but there's far more nutritional value in those whole foods that you're now talking about versus anything else we listed before.
Yeah, and carrots are good for you, but not as good for you as I thought they were.
Yeah, because they're high in sugar.
Yeah, yeah. I was much older than I probably should have been when I learned that.
Yeah, but they're still good. And if you eat them, you know, in a balanced diet, there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm. Oatmeal, 96% say that is not junk food. I would have never thought of any of these. Well, there's some later on the list, but yeah, I wouldn't.
I would say this one is probably even questionable because a lot of people eat oatmeal in the form of oatmeal packets.
Right.
That have, you know, like my personal favorite, especially as a kid, peaches and cream.
Yeah.
So the Quaker Oats packets that have other stuff in it. If you're talking about straight up oatmeal, you know, old fashioned rolled oats.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are definitely a health food.
Yeah. Baked potatoes, 96% say that is not junk food.
As long as you're not piling on a ton of cheese and bacon and sour cream, sure.
Yogurt comes in next at 92%, getting a little bit more, you know, unsure.
A lot of them have sugar, so much added sugar in them. If you're buying just straight up like Greek yogurt that's unflavored and you're adding your own stuff to it, that is a much healthier choice.
Hmm. Granola comes in next at 79%.
Another one that can be guilty of a lot of added sugar.
Yeah, and that was one of those ones that I used to trick myself. I'm eating healthy, and there's big chunks of dark
chocolate in there.
Yeah. But I do love granola. Granola's good.
Yeah, granola's good.
Rice cakes. 79% say they are not junk food.
Even though they have flavors, I actually have some in my cupboard right now that are like caramel flavored. But they're a decent snack if you need something crunchy, but also a little sweet. I don't know. I don't think they're junk food.
Yeah, I've never thought of any of that's another one. I never would have thought of rice cakes as junk food, but I suppose. I do remember in college seeing a guy, and he was in basketball, but he had to put on some weight, and he was eating rice.
Trying to do it with rice cakes?
Yeah.
Dude.
Well, it's all he had. We're in college, so nobody has any money, and he's an athlete, and this is before NIL, so of course he really has no money. But he's got the rice cakes, and he's just putting like a ton of peanut butter on there.
Wow, that's a better way to do it.
And putting another rice cake on top of that. And I remember sitting back with Will just being like, I got to see how he even tries to, like, how does he even attack this thing? Where do you start to bite?
See, that's the thing with rice cakes. The full-sized rice cakes, I love now that they have rice cake bites, which are actually like one bite sized.
Mm-hmm.
But with those, they're thinner. They actually have more sugar on them because, you know, there's more of a smaller of a space to coat, less rice, more sugar. Mm-hmm. But those are far more convenient to eat. Full-size rice cakes, they're messy.
Yeah.
They're messy to eat.
Fruit juice came up next at number 9, 78% saying that is not junk food.
Yeah, it's high in sugar, but if it's 100% juice, you're much better off.
Yeah, you really got to look at that sugar intake on these things.
Yeah, the proportion size is important, too.
Cookies, ice cream, popcorn, and frozen dinners just missed the cut on the junk food side. And crackers, cereal, smoothies, and croissants just missed the cut as the not junk food side.
Hmm. I'd push back on popcorn.
Yeah, that's I was wondering about that one. Yeah.
I mean, it depends on how much butter you're adding or if you're just getting Orville Redenbacher's bagged microwave popcorn. Yeah, it's not going to be as healthy. But if you're air popping it or you're popping it yourself on the stove and choosing how much your butter or other oil you're adding to it, it can be a very healthy snack.
Remember the first time I saw somebody put chocolate syrup on popcorn?
My favorite thing to add is Bragg's, which is a alternative soy sauce, and nutritional yeast.
Interesting.
Also called brewer's yeast.
I would try that. Yeah.
It's something that a lot of vegans use for a cheese replacement in recipes because it kind of has a somewhat cheesy flavor, I guess you could say. But I don't know. I think it's really good.
Yeah, I'll try that. The item closest to being split 50-50 is jelly. Didn't see that coming.
It's got a lot of sugar in it.
It you know, jelly's one of those ones that you don't want to, you might not want to, but you do. You got to look at what the intake is on some of those. Because especially that's one of those ones that our brains kind of get tricked into thinking it can be healthy.
Obviously, it's fruit.
Right.
Well, yeah, but read the label. Just look for the one that's whole fruit.
There's so many times in my 20s that my brain went to that. Like, if it had fruit in it, it's probably good for me. It's there's a lot of that in my past, a lot of it.
All that rationalization.
Yeah,
James.
Yeah.
Look where it gotcha.
Yep, yeah, just no weight.
But you're back onto eating solid foods now, right?
I'm getting there, yes. Much more. I actually had a brat last night. It was great.
Whoa.
It was awesome.
Whoa.
It's the best brat I've ever had. It was.
I bet.
And not just because of how good it was, but my dad has been so proud because I think I mentioned this before, the bottom of his grill hollowed out, it rusted out. And he was panicking about, oh gosh, you know, when am I going to buy a new grill?
You don't want to start the deck on fire.
Yeah. So he MacGyvered the bottom of the grill.
Go, Dad.
This is the second time he's tested it out, and it worked both times. He is so. I love seeing. There's nothing like just seeing your father out on the deck, and he doesn't know you see him or anything, and he's just out there, and he's got his chest all puffed out.
Yep. Like proud of himself.
He just, yeah. I'm grilling it.
Everybody should get to feel that every now and then.
Definitely. Yeah.
And I was worried that you weren't on solid foods yet. I was going to buy something to bring in to taste test on a show. And I was like, I better find out first.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for checking in. And I'm looking forward to that. We haven't done that in a while.
I don't want to bring in something you can't have.
We haven't done the taste test thing in too long. We got to do that. That's fun. That's a good radio
content. Yes, because eating on air is something you love to do.
Fair point. It's never stopped Stephen and Katrina. They always bring stuff in for Family Natural Foods for me to taste test.
Because they have so many good things to taste test over there.
We will take a quick time out. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour, get into our schedule and talk about some good stories of the day. All of that coming up for you.
When I look out my window, many sights to see.
We hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday out there. Thanks for kicking it off with us, everybody. I wanted to take a moment, Melissa, to kind of focus on some good things going on in our area and good stories out there. And I really wanted to take a moment yesterday and didn't have the chance to focus on a story that you just recently published that you authored, the Hurricane Helene Survivor. Would you mind touching on this just a little bit to kind of preview this a little for the audience? And we'll let them know where they can read it.
Well, this was someone I have been friends with for years, but haven't seen each other for quite some time because she actually moved down to North Carolina a few years back. I had seen some postings on Facebook by her daughters, and that her town was really heavily impacted. She was trapped in her driveway. Her house survived, but she was stuck by down power lines and trees for 5 days immediately following the aftermath of the storm. But once she got back to Wisconsin, because she came up here to not be a drain on resources there for people who had nowhere else to go, she had somewhere to go. So she came, and her kids needed to see her. So she came back to Wisconsin and was willing to do a phone interview with me to tell people what's going on down there. And one of the biggest things she said, besides obviously all the devastation from the hurricane that's hurting the people who are there, is the spread of disinformation and misinformation. It's hurting people. Because if people think that, well, FEMA's not here, well, then they don't apply for the benefits. FEMA is there. They're helping people fill out applications. The National Guard is there. It's still doing rescue operations because people are still missing. Mm-hmm. And it's awful what's happened, I'm worried about, you know, the next hurricane that's coming, Hurricane Milton, that is looking like it's going to hit Florida at a really strong, you know, category hurricane. We need to not spread misinformation.
It hurts a lot more people than we could ever realize. And part of the way we're able to do that is with good journalism, good reporting, and appreciate you doing that and being leading that for us here at WFHR. My mother was really moved by the story and really appreciated it. She's been very glued into the hurricane coverage and what's been going on with that. And this was a story that she had not heard, and a different angle on a story that she had not heard. Just a big credit to this lady sharing her story. Appreciate her doing that, and certainly the work that you did on this, Melissa.
Well, thank you. And if you the article includes some snippets of the interview, but the full interview is included at the bottom of the article. And if you listen to it, it's Andrea. It's Andrea's voice telling her experience and her story, and it's heartrending. I mean, I know her personally, so I also care at a deeper level than a stranger that you don't know, just because that's what we are as humans. Yeah. Our empathy can only go so far, but I tear up every time I listen to it. It was a difficult interview to edit a producer point of view, but yeah, it's a beautiful story because she also talks about the good that she saw and how people came together. It didn't matter who they were or what differences they had before. The tragedy brought everyone together, and she said she saw the best of humanity while she was in that situation.
It's a great note and a great perspective for those of us not going through it to keep in mind and carry with us as we go through the next couple of weeks here leading into the election. Remember, we are stronger together, and those that try to divide us only want us to be weak. We are stronger together.
Look at those who are trying to help the situation, not use the situation for their benefit.
And a big thank you to everybody who has been helping with this situation with the hurricane relief. We have been there's a drop-off location for items over a semi-trailer at Pick and Save on A Street South right here in Wisconsin Rapids. You can donate items there. They are looking for water, baby formula, hygiene items, generators, things like that.
Yeah, cleanup supplies, gloves, paper or plastic bags, anything that could be useful. But make sure you're bringing new things, unopened packages of hygiene products.
If you're able to, or if you have questions about items they could need, reach out to Andy at 715-459-4153. That's 459-4153. And thank you to everybody working so hard on that.
Yeah. And if you're able to donate your time at that donation site, contact him as well.
Mm-hmm. We had had Tom Heiser in
Tom
yesterday.
Heiser.
Bill used to join us with our monthly Ventures update. Tom has been nice enough to be pulling the reins since, and he was letting us know some great events coming up in the next couple of days. Like tonight is Culver's night at our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
It's a perfect excuse to get some junk food. I mean, good food. No, they've got great food over there at Culver's, so make sure you go down, say hi, say thanks to the veterans for the work that they do in our community, get some good Culver's in ya, and dinner's easy. As Tom says, everybody's got to eat.
Yep. Go ahead and get some Culver's tonight from 4 to 8 and know that you are not only helping out your community, but you are getting some great food at the same time. Culver's night tonight, supporting our VFW over 4 to 8 at our local Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. And keep in mind, tomorrow morning, you've got Heroes Cafe going.
Hey.
That'll go from 7:30 to 9:30 over at Crossview Church. All area veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome. Mm-hmm. Spread the word about this event. Make sure that all those different groups know about this event, and they can look forward to having some fun with that one.
It's a great time to just get together, have breakfast, visit with those who have similar experiences to you. It's a good time.
Yeah, go check that out, everybody. And a big thank you to everybody that works so hard on Heroes Cafe. Again, that is going on tomorrow morning, 7:30 to 9:30. Over at Crossview Church, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. Got a great lineup for you today. Be sure to join us from 4 to 5 for Midday Magazine. In part one, we're going to hang out with Promise and our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, great.
Looking forward to that. A lot of great events going on in the area in the next, not just this month, but coming up. Promise and I will get into a bunch of that. And then in part two, it's Realty Radio with David Farnborough.
Oh, hey.
We've kind of updated the Let's Talk Real Estate segment and going to be doing this with David at least until the end of the year, it looks like. And I think this is a great opportunity. Real estate is one of those industries that whether you're buying a house or looking to or not, it really affects all industries. So it's a fun topic. A little bit later tonight at 7:05, we got the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Be sure to check that out, everybody. That is going to be a lot of fun. And our good friends at the United Way of Southwood and Ames Counties have their Day of Caring coming up October 26th.
Yeah, you can register now and get in on the t-shirt and the breakfast. Oh, it's going to be a fun day.
Yeah, if you or somebody you know has a lawn that could use some help, they are, you know, in a position that they can't do it themselves.
Yeah, elderly or disabled particularly are who they're looking to help here.
Mm-hmm. And if you are a person that would like to be a part of this and or a group of people or a business or something like that, encourage you to find out more and register today at uwswac.org. You can also call them at 715-421-0390. That's 421-0390. I encourage everybody to get behind this one. Mm-hmm. Great show today, Melissa.
Yeah, you too, James.
You guys have yourselves a good day out there. Be good to each other, and we will talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.